Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, we are talking about older Americans struggle to save for retirement. So we are going to answer the age-old question. How much do I really need for retirement? Because this number is constantly changing due to inflations and change to political parties and all those other kind of fun things. But let's tune in and let's see where we're at right now.
For millions of Americans, having enough money in savings is one of the biggest challenges, especially when you consider recent Wall Street losses that are shrinking 401k plans. CBS's Mark Strassman breaks down the numbers.
$224.50.
Daniel Fitzpatrick's original goal: retire at 60. He's now 64. Fitzpatrick's a senior planning executive making low six figures with money worry.
The benchmarks move as I get older.
What's your timeline for retirement?
Work till I'm 70, and then to look for something part-time afterward.
The national average for one person to live comfortably in retirement, roughly $967,000 in savings. Every retirement scenario is different, but that's $74,000 a year for the average American worker to live out his retirement. What's troubling? The typical retirement account's balance, $144,000.
The average Social Security benefits that people draw are about $20,000 every year. And if you are just relying on Social Security, it will be very difficult to make ends meet.
$20,000 per year, not per month, per year, not per month, per year, not per month, per year, the average. So some are higher, some are even lower than that. So if you are depending on Social Security, just get it out your mind right now. Social Security is not your golden parachute. You saw the number, $967,000. Now, once again, this all depends on where you live. Someone retiring in New York or California is going to be a lot different than someone retiring in maybe Texas or Louisiana or maybe even South Dakota. Those numbers are going to be very unique for what part of the country you were living in, what type of neighborhood you were living in. So some of the higher ends are dragging that average a little bit up, but also the average retirement savings are dragging that average up as well. So we have to take in consideration that we need to plan for our own personal retirement. I've said this on the show before, many people are working longer into their retirement because they have to, not because they want to. The numbers just don't make sense. So why not save now while you can, instead of trying to cut back when you can?
40% of retirees say Social Security is their only source of income. Waiting to retire at 70 maximizes Social Security monthly benefits for the financial challenges of aging retirees.
The biggest expense that goes up are these medical expenses.
How many more dishes am I going to make?
Georgians like Fitzpatrick need about $850,000 to retire, about what he has in the bank.
There's still a fingers crossed quality to all of this.
If I had to retire and had to live on what I have right now, I'd be much more worried.
At least he's on track. In millions of older households, retirement shimmers like a shiny but unaffordable object.
Yeah, retirement is something that we kind of dangle over people's heads. We say, listen, when you retire, you're going to live the life that you want. You know, you just work your 20, 30 years, you get to retire, you get to travel, you get to take your RV across country, you know, you get to buy all the best cars that you want. It doesn't happen unless you save for it. It's not going to magically happen because you're 65 years old. It just doesn't happen that way. And more Americans, as you see, 40% depend on Social Security. So you're telling me that you are going to live the life that you want on $20,000? Is not going to happen, especially with the cost of food going up, the cost of gas going up, and all these other things that are occurring in our lives that are going to demolish our financial savings. But that's why you need to plan early, because if you don't plan early, how are you going to plan for your future expenses? Do you even know what inflation has been for the past 5 or 10 years? Can you run projections for the next 10 to 20 years of what inflation may be, so you know exactly how much to put away? You know, can you answer these questions? And if you can't, you need somebody to help you through those type of situations. We talk about the financial five. You need your financial advisor. That's the person who's going to plan for your money. Says, listen, you may need to work an additional 5 years, or if you put X amount of dollars away, you'll be more on track to retire happily and to live the life that you want to, but you have to have the goal in mind. Then you have your accountant, someone who can handle your taxes. Like, hey, if we withdraw X amount of dollars out of your retirement account, this is how much is going to be taxed and how can we lower our tax implication in retirement. Then we have our lawyer for all the legalities that go on in our lives, our power of attorney and our executor to run our estate before and after our death. We need those five people. They are very crucial. The financial five are like fingers. You know, when they're separated, they're easy to move, they're easy to break, but when you bring them all together and you form a fist, they are very strong and they can break through a lot of things that you're going through financially and to protect you from scams and people trying to take your retirement money. So if you need some help, you don't know anything about retirement, maybe you do and you just need a refresher, you can always download our ebook, The Four Pillars to Christian Investing. It's a 19-page beginner's guide that goes over different account types. It goes over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfer. This is something that you really need to get your vocabulary up so you can have an intelligent conversation with your financial five as you get them going. Hopefully, you choose somebody like me. So if you do need some help, you don't have a financial advisor, you don't know where to get one. My name is AB Ridgeway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor. I've been doing this for over a decade. I own AB Ridgeway Wealth Management. We offer free consultations. If you go into the description, the links are going to be there. You can schedule some time with me. We'll talk about your financial situation. What are some things that you can do? Also, there are some three key takeaways and three quotes in the description. So please read those, share those with friends. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.